Peter Schiff used to be one of those guys the cable news channels brought in to provide the rare, gloomy outlook for the economy. He's the president of the brokerage firm Euro-Pacific Capital, based in Connecticut. And he was one of a small group of analysts who publicly predicted the collapse of the American financial system. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Schiff found it pretty lonely out there.
Peter Schiff has been offering his economic gospel for years.
See, the basic problem with the U.S. economy is we have too much consumption and borrowing and not enough production and savings.
Schiff was speaking here on CNBC during headier times in August 2006.
And what's going to happen is the American consumer is basically going to stop consuming and start rebuilding his savings, especially when he sees his home equity evaporate. And when you have the economy 70% consumption, you can't address those imbalances without a recession.
In December 2006, on the Fox News Channel, Schiff was even more blunt.
You're going to start to see both the government and the lenders reimposing lending standards and tightening up on credit, and these sky-high real estate prices are going to come crashing back down to earth.
And it all played out pretty much exactly the way Schiff said it would. On YouTube, he's become a cult figure. Liz Klayman is an anchor for the year-old Fox Business Network.
Thank goodness we had Peter up there a year ago. Peter Schiff said a year ago on our air, the Dow will fall below 10,000. Several people on the set scoffed. He was right, as you see today.
I did hundreds of these interviews, and people were calling me things like a communist. People would roll their eyes at me.
Schiff says he saw a pattern to his appearances on the financial cable news shows.
The hosts are very bullish about the economy and the market, and so are all the other guests. Oftentimes, when it was a debate between me and the opponent, the anchors would jump in and attack me as well.
CNBC dubbed him Dr. Doom. CNBC anchor Mark Haynes sounded depressed after talking with Schiff on the air.
I'm puzzled. Do I shoot myself or do I shoot him?
Fox Business anchor Neil Cavuto offered this parting shot last year.
All right, Peter, I wish we had more time with you. I know you want to continue that expose on Santa Claus.
Now, understand, cable financial shows are kind of like high school locker rooms with a lot of verbal roughhousing. Executives at CNBC and Fox say they try to ensure all sides are heard. But Newsweek financial columnist Daniel Gross says it's different for analysts like Schiff, who favor foreign investments over American stocks.
They would almost be brought on for entertainment value, to be swatted around and laughed at or ridiculed or otherwise marginalized.
Gross says there's always an underlying message on the cable shows.
Things are good. You should be buying stocks, and you should be buying them now.
Fox Business anchor Liz Klayman went to high school with Schiff in California, and she's been more tolerant of his analysis on the air. But even she says he can be a little morose.
People don't want to be around short sellers. People don't want to be around people who talk down hardworking U.S. companies and employees.
These days, Schiff is in demand as a pundit, but some of his prescriptions for the economy are still unpopular. He favors pegging the dollar to the value of gold, for one thing. That hasn't happened for nearly 40 years. He opposes new government spending, opposes strict government oversight of the markets, and thinks domestic automakers should be allowed to fail, all of which leaves some cable types sputtering, like CNBC automotive reporter Phil LeBeau in this exchange with Schiff.
Americans are through buying cars?
Look, we're too broke to afford
Americans
any more cars.
Americans are through buying cars?
Yes, we're not.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? The unwelcome cable prophet still hears that a lot. Schiff did very, very well investing until recently. But even Schiff's results tanked this year. He had not guessed the dollar would become stronger. But Schiff predicts that will change. And he said that on TV, too. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.